Good afternoon, brethren. It's good to see all of you and good to be back here in Seattle. My family and I have had the opportunity this summer to do some traveling and visit Grandma, so that was enjoyable to do that, but it's certainly great to be back with you. Say hello to our guests, and it was great for me to walk in today and to see someone I haven't seen in probably 20, 25 years. So it's really good to be here. To open this afternoon, I'd like you to turn to Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. And if you remember my last sermonette, you might say, hey, wait a minute, that's the last verse you went to. Are you doing the same sermonette? Well, I'm actually not, so don't be alarmed. In Exodus 14, verses 13, 14, from the New International Version, it reads, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. In verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. The King James Version, verse 13, reads, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. I won't have you turn there, but in Psalms 37 and verse 7, David writes, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. In the same book, in Psalms 46 and verse 10, we read, be still and know that I am God. Brethren, how about you? How about myself? How still are we today? Well, I know, unfortunately for myself, not very still. For me, life is go, go, go. So as I speak today, I'm speaking to myself as well. We live in an age of incredible technology, and that technology is changing the way that you and I live our lives. When I grew up, not that long ago, we basically had two forms of communication, regular mail and telephone. And I can remember very distinctly, it was an exciting day in my family when we got our first touch-tone phone, because we only had rotary phones. For you, those that are kids and teens, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about by a rotary phone. No, we didn't even own our phones. We rented them during that time from the phone company because nobody owned their own phone, and no one had their personal phone answering machine. In the times that we live today, we have the landline phone, and we have, as we now call it, snail mail, but we also have email, instant messaging, text messaging, cell phones, satellite phones, pagers, teleconferencing, and many other forms of communication have not even listed. Now, all these new forms of communication are helpful. However, at the same time, they've created a lifestyle that is much faster paced than it was just 15 to 25 years ago. We live in an age of fast food, 10-minute oil changes, instant credit, and express checkout. In our lives, we have more meetings, more deadlines, and more activities than ever before. Brethren, what happens to our lives when they become filled with activities, meetings, and deadlines? Unfortunately, it means that we have less time for God, and we have very little, if any, quiet time. Today it is my purpose to encourage all of us to put more in regular, quiet time in our life, and more specifically, quiet time with God. So how do we have more quiet time? First of all, we must make it a priority. In the pace of life that we live today, quiet time doesn't, quote, just happen. We need to find time to sit down in a quiet area and do nothing. Brethren, we need to remember that Lucifer was the most capable being that God ever created. He is smart and he is cunning. And now today is Satan. His one and only purpose is to destroy you and I. He doesn't care how he does it, just as long as he does. And one of the devices that he uses is the busy lifestyle filled with distractions. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that the life that we live with all the things, all the technology, that it actually can be a device used for Satan to distract us from our main purposes in life. We need to be aware of the strategy that Satan uses, and we need to battle back. So how can we battle back? Well, first of all, you and I need to put less emphasis on distractive activities. We need to realize that every moment of every day doesn't need to be filled up. It's okay for you and I just to sit down. Not sit down and read a book. Not sit down and play a computer game. Not sit down and watch television. To just sit down and have quiet time. But why do we need quiet time? We need quiet time to hear God. But how do we hear from God? We certainly hear from God through Bible study, through daily prayer, through regular fasting. But in the remaining time that I have this afternoon, I want to emphasize a different tool, and that is daily meditation. What is meditation? Meditation is a time just to be quiet. It's reflective time, time where we can think about what we're doing, where we're going, how God is involved in our lives on a daily basis. And even more importantly, it gives time for God to bring thoughts to you. There are times in life when God is talking to us, to you and to me. But sometimes we're too busy to hear what He is telling us. Meditation is mentioned many times throughout the Bible. It's an excellent topic for personal Bible study. And this afternoon I'd like to hit just a few highlights of what the Bible says about meditation. I'm going to cover four verses. I'm not going to ask you to turn there because I'm going to go through them quickly. But the first reference is in Genesis 24 and verse 63. It says there, "And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening." In Joshua 1, verse 8, this is a time period when Moses has just died and Joshua is talking to the Israelites, and he tells them in verse 8, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." The book of Psalms is filled with references to meditation. David wrote about it frequently. In the 119th Psalm, David refers to meditation 8 times alone in that one chapter. I'd like to refer to just a couple of verses in Psalm 119, Psalm 119, verses 97 through 99. This is a psalm that you and I are very familiar with. The song, "How Love I Thy Law," comes from these verses, and it says in verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long." Verse 98, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." And in verse 99, "I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes." And finally, in Psalms 104, verses 33 and 34, David refers to meditation as pleasing to God. In verse 33, it says, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." Verse 34, "May my meditation be pleasing to Him as I rejoice in the Lord." In these few highlights that I've just covered, there are a few keys about meditation. It says, as Isaac did, to go out by yourself. Isolate yourself so that you're not distracted by other things. Joshua and David both said day and night. It's not something that they did every once in a while. Now, obviously, we cannot be meditating 24/7. Or we won't get anything done in our lives. But again, as we have a break in our day, you know, take a few minutes, a few seconds, just to stop and reflect on God and His ways and how He's guiding and directing us. We need to, at night, follow Isaac and go out, maybe not in a literal field, but go outside and gaze up into the heavens and look at the beautiful creation and just think and reflect and meditate. Just to listen to God and to stand still. In conclusion, I'd like to ask you to turn to Mark, the fourth chapter. You know, brethren, sometimes our lives can be extremely busy and chaotic. Not at all times, but at different times. And sometimes they become so busy that it may seem like we're in a storm. It sometimes seems that we're being tossed to and fro. We're in a storm of daily activity, of meetings, of deadlines, and sometimes we're so busy it even seems as if we are drowning. Let's see what it says in Mark 4, verses 38 and 39. Jesus and his disciples are out in the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping. This is a verse that you're probably very familiar with. It says, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drowned? And he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Brethren, Christ says the same things to us as we are going through the storm of life. He says to each one of us, Quiet, be still. Fear not, and see the salvation of the Lord.